MoonPay's Moon Agents Card lets AI agents spend stablecoins on MasterCard. MoonPay launched the Moon Agents Card on May 1st. It is a virtual MasterCard built so AI agents can spend stablecoins at any merchant on the network. The card is issued by Monavate Ltd. through Bayanx Group, which is the same MasterCard issuing stack behind several other crypto debit products. The Block and Crypto.News both confirmed the UK and LATAM launch, with US and EU listed as coming months. The card itself is not the news. Stablecoin debit cards have existed for years. The funding model is what makes this product new. There is no preloaded balance and no custodial top-up. The user delegates spending authority to a smart contract. At the moment, a transaction authorizes. Monavate pulls the exact stablecoin amount from the user's on-chain wallet. If the merchant declines, the funds never leave the wallet. Approvals can be revoked in a single CLI command. Why a card built for software behaves differently. Every other crypto card assumes a human is the one tapping. Even the cards aimed at developers expect a human to fund an account, the account to hold the balance, and the card to draw from the account. The Moon Agents card breaks that model. The card is meant to be issued, funded, and frozen by code. MoonPay's CLI has processed over 4 million tool calls since launch, per the announcement. The first million took 30 days. The second million took 7. That curve is what the product is built around. If millions of software agents are already querying prices and signing transactions, the gap they cannot close today is paying a flight, an API bill, or a household subscription. The card closes that gap. The customer profile changes too. The press release quotes Ivan Soto-Wright on agents transacting at machine speed across millions of merchants, and JP Richardson of Exodus saying that the next wave of wallets and cards looks nothing like what exists today. That is not consumer cashback positioning. That is infrastructure aimed at developers, finance ops teams, and the agent economy that MoonPay, Exodus, and the Open Wallet Standard Consortium are betting will be real in 18 months. How the card actually works. The flow is CLI first. 5 commands after NPM install. G at MoonPay, CLA. Step 1 command, what it does, why. Login. MP login, then MP verify. Browser sign in to MoonPay account. KYC, MP card onboarding. Start with name, country, DOB, phone. Kicks off Bayanx ID verification. Address, MP card onboarding. Finish with address and accept terms. Submits residency, accepts TNCs. Issue, MP card create. Returns, PAN, CVV, and expiry instantly. Delegate, MP card, wallet link, wallet, currency USDC, amount 5,000. Approves smart contract to pull up to 5,000 USDC. The two commands that matter for security are MP card freeze, which pauses every transaction without touching the wallet, and MP card wallet unlink, which revokes the smart contract approval entirely. Both are documented on the official launch page. A few details that the wires did not flag are worth pulling out. The launch references USDC and Solana wallets in the example flow. Other chains and stablecoins are not yet listed, which is consistent with MoonPay's existing rails, but narrows the product for now. There is no cashback, no yield, and no staking. That is unusual for a 2026 crypto card. Crypto.com sits between 1 and 5%. Kraken goes up to 5%. And the Jupiter Global card ladders from 4 to 10%. Moon Agents has zero rewards, which is a positioning decision rather than an oversight. The product page advertises zero-fee stablecoin on-ramps. Network spread, FX, and chain gas are not addressed in the launch material. As we covered in the USDC spread versus gas analysis, the disclosed fee on a stablecoin card is rarely the full cost. Identity verification runs through Bayanx with passport and selfie, and country of residence is required at onboarding. So a US passport holder cannot pick up the card today by claiming a UK address. Bayanx checks both. Spend nodes take. This is a B2B product. Wearing a consumer wrapper, the headlines are about AI agents shopping for coffee pods. The actual play is corporate spending automation, DevOps budgeting, and treasury operations for crypto-native companies that want a MasterCard rail wired into a multi-sig. A few things point that direction. The product ships as a CLI rather than an app, which is not how consumer cards launch. The CLI usage curve, 4 million calls, doubling in a quarter of the time, is a developer adoption pattern. And the absence of any rewards program in a market saturated with MasterCard network crypto cards tells you the customer is not a retail user, comparing this product to the crypto.com tier ladder. If that thesis is right, MoonPay benefits because they sell more CLI usage and on-ramp volume. Monavadan banks benefit because they get another distribution surface. Mid-sized crypto companies benefit too because they get programmable card issuing without going through the long process of becoming a MasterCard principal member directly. The losers are the agent card products that built on a custodial preload model. They now have to argue why a user should hand over funds in advance when MoonPay can pull at the swipe instead. What card users and developers should actually do with this? For a typical reader of this site, the Moon Agent's card is not a substitute for a self-custodial card like Gnosis Pay or Tria. Those products give you on-chain settlement plus rewards, and they are issued in the EU and the UK without a CLI dependency. If you want to spend stablecoins from your own wallet and earn something back, those are the products to compare. For a developer or finance ops person at a crypto company, the calculation is different. The Moon Agent's card lets you put a card in front of an agent that pays AWS bills, renews data subscriptions, or executes a recurring buy at a vendor that does not accept stablecoins natively. The cap is set per wallet. The ledger is auditable through MP card transaction list. Revocation is instant. That is operationally tighter than handing a corporate card to an automation script. A practical first move: install the CLI on a test machine. KYC if you have a UK or LATAM address. Link a small amount and run a real merchant transaction before connecting any LLM to it. We would start with 100 USDC, not the 5,000 in the example. Prompt injection on agent cards is a live attack surface, and the cap is the worst case loss number until that surface is exercised in the wild. For everyone else, bookmark the product page and wait for the US and EU rollout. The question for SpendNode readers in those regions is whether MoonPay will keep the card cashback free at launch, or whether competitive pressure forces a rewards add-on once the audience expands beyond developers.